You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Mesut Ozil to score and Arsenal to win was 9-5. That's been enhanced to 5-2. Callum Wilson to score and Bournemouth to win was 11-1. That's been boosted to 16-1 now, Wilson to score and Bournemouth to win. They found that fighting fire with fire doesn't work against Arsenal. Bournemouth like to play a similar style of football, and everyone, Tom, has been touting, or not everyone, but some people have been touting Eddie Howe as a future Arsenal manager, given the style he plays with his Bournemouth side. But it hasn't worked. They need to be... They've been a little bit naive when playing Arsenal recently.
They have, and, you know... I told you last week I'd kind of fallen out of love with Bournemouth, and then they go and beat Stoke, didn't they? So clearly my love is something that they do not need to go and get a result, and they probably feel free of those shackles now. Because it was a good performance from them, and sort of typical away performance. I think what Bournemouth can do away from home is when they're up against teams like Stoke, like a West Brom, I'm just naming Tony Pulis, teams with Tony Pulis kind of fingerprints on them. But I think when it's a team that are a bit more functional, and a bit more physical, you know, Bournemouth can play the football, but I think when they come up against another footballing side and a better side, it's where they've struggled. I can't get a handle on Bournemouth either this season. Their results are all over the place. You know, they get walloped at Man City, they get beat comfortably by Middlesbrough, who actually scored two goals against them. They then put in a good display at Watford and got a point in a 2-2 draw there. You know, that's just their away form, and their home form is mixed as well. I mean, I always think it's a difficult place to go, but it's two defeats, a victory and a draw in the last four games. And I don't know. I'm struggling with Bournemouth a little bit here, and I can't make a case for them. And I want to make a case. I always look at Bournemouth favourably and think, yeah, they've got quality there, the way they approach the match. And this is the kind of game that Arsenal traditionally have maybe struggled a little bit in terms of teams. You know, like Southampton, Swansea and Bournemouth are the three sides, those kind of middling teams that I would think can give Arsenal a game at the Emirates, because they like the big pitch. They like to go toe-to-toe with them on a footballing point of view. And that gives Arsenal the jitters a little bit. They prefer a team that sit in. And I don't think Bournemouth will do it. I think there'll be goals in this one. And again, Arsenal at 2-5, given their recent results, I'm not too keen on. But I think there'll be goals. I think Bournemouth have got the capabilities of scoring here, but I'm going to be backing an Arsenal winning over 2.5 goals at 4-5.
Yeah, I like Arsenal to win and both teams to score here at 15-8, given that those two results against Southampton and Swansea at the Emirates this season did win those games, Arsenal, but both teams scored on both occasions. They were dominated midweek, weren't they, Derek? I don't know if you saw that game against PSG. But
a bit of better tour, yeah.
If Edinson Cavani could shoot, they'd have been beaten in that match.
Yeah, they would have done. And, you know, two performances before that, Man United and Tottenham, three successive draws now for Arsenal, which is, you know, sort of halted their season, halted their bandwagon a little bit. But they ain't losing games. They won this fixture 2-0 last season with the minimum of fuss, I seem to remember. And you mentioned that Bournemouth are likely to score here. Well, I mean, you know, in their last four matches, they played Tottenham, Middlesbrough, Sunderland and Stoke. Not the toughest set of fixtures, Tottenham apart, and scored only two goals in that. They don't look a side full of goals to me. I've just been looking at the two squads on paper as well, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm surprised that Bournemouth aren't further down the table than they are, because I watched them, and yeah, they play nice football. They're supposed to be a bit of a Swansea. You know, they play nice football, but they never look like they're going to threaten too many teams. Swansea, Middlesbrough, Bournemouth, I'd pretty much throw a blanket over them, even though Swansea are propping up the table right now. I fancy Arsenal to win this quite cosily, you know. Both teams to score, no, is 21-20. I like the look of that. In fact, what I'll do is back Arsenal to win without conceding a goal. Which I'm just searching for the price now. I can't find it at the moment.
It's 29-20, Derek. 29.
Yeah,
to 20.
Yeah. Well, I was figuring it'd be around about the 6-4 mark. Yeah. I like the look of that. That's what you'd have been paid out last season, and I can see it happening again.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.